আলহামদুলিল্লাহি রাব্বিল আলামিন ওয়া সলাতু ওয়া সালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিল আমবিয়া ওয়াল মুরসালিন সাইয়্যিদিনা ওয়া মাওলানা মুহাম্মদ ওয়া আলা আলিহি ওয়া সাহবিহি আজমাইন আম্মা বা'দ ফাআউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রাহমানির রাহিম আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া রাসূলুল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া হাবিবাল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া নাবিয়াল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া নূরুল্লাহ رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us او the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله Sallu alayhi wa alihi. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We start our day in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all praises belong to Allah Azza wa Jalla, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram, Nuri Mujassam, Shahi Bani Adam, the peace of our hearts and mind. The most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhi wa ridwan. Dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, on this pleasant and beautiful morning, we welcome all the viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah. Yes, you are watching the Early Echo program, and in today's episode, we are going to be speaking about Hazrat Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Let's listen to this blessed hadith of Rasul Kareem Rauf al-Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there are many other narrations by various companions of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Amir al-Mu'minin Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, Inna al-du'a'a mawqufun bayna al-sama'i wal-ardi la yas'adu minhu shay'un hatta tusalliya ala nabiyyika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Undoubtedly, du'a remains suspended between the earth and the sky, and nothing ascends from it unless nothing goes towards the doors of acknowledgement and acceptance unless you recite durood and salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, let's increase our enthusiasm, let's increase our jazba. Remember, through the blessings of Durood-e Pak, we attain qurbat and closeness to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our problems and our calamities will come to an end. Why should we feel shy? We should abundantly recite Durood-e Pak. Ala Hazrat Azimul Barkat Parwan-e Shamai Risalat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has composed this beautiful kalam, and he sends thousands and millions of durood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's recite that together, inshallah.
Kaabe ke badru duja tum pe karodo durood, taiba ke shamsu duha tum pe karodo durood, taiba ke shamsu duha tum pe karodo durood. Garche hai behad qusoor tum ho afu o ghafoor, garche hai behad qusoor tum ho afu o ghafoor, garche hai behad qusoor tum ho afu o ghafoor, tum ho afu o ghafoor. Bakhsh do jurm o khata tum pe karodo durood, bakhsh do jurm o khata tum pe karodo durood. Dil karo thanda mera woh kafe paanchand sa, dil karo thanda mera woh کفے پانچ چاند سا دل کرو ٹھنڈا میرا دل کرو ٹھنڈا میرا وہ کفے پانچ چاند سا وہ کفے پانچ چاند سا سینے پہ رکھ دو ذرا تم پہ کروڑوں درود سینے پہ رکھ دو ذرا تم پہ کروڑوں درود کعبے کے بدرود جا تم پہ کروڑوں درود طیبہ کے شمس و دہا تم پہ کروڑوں درود آنکھ عطا کیجئے اس میں ضیا دیجئے آنکھ عطا کیجئے اس میں ضیا دیجئے آنکھ عطا کیجئے آنکھ عطا کیجئے اس میں ضیا دیجئے اس میں ضیا دیجئے جلوہ قریب آ گیا تم پہ کروڑوں درود جلوہ قریب آ گیا تم پہ کروڑوں درود کام وہ لے لیجئے کو جو راضی کرے کام بولے لیجئے تو کو جو راضی کرے کام بولے لیجئے کام بولے لیجئے تو کو جو راضی کرے تم کو جو راضی کرے ٹھیک ہو نام رضا تم پہ کروڑوں درود ٹھیک ہو نام رضا تم پہ کروڑوں درود کعبے کے بدرود جا تم پہ کروڑوں درود طیبہ کے شمس دہا تم پہ کروڑوں درود
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ الحمدللہ دس فار وی ہیو فارمڈ دی ہیبٹ دیٹ آفٹر ایوری ٹائم وی لسن ٹو اے ورچو اینڈ بلیسنگز آف ریسائٹنگ درود پاک وی ول پریکٹیکلی ریسائٹ سم کلامز اینڈ نعتس وچ ہیز ٹو ڈو ود دی ریسیٹیشن آف صلوات سو دیٹ وی کڈ انکریز دی بلیسنگز اینڈ برکہ that is bestowed upon us through the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So yes, dear viewers, form this habit inshallah. Before attending any gathering, recite Durood e Pak inshallah azza wa jalla. Before leaving and exiting every gathering, every get together, do not forget to recite Durood, because there are blessings of that in every step of life. Every moment you recite salawat, you will receive the blessings of that inshallah. And for now inshallah, the kalam and naat that we are going to be listening to is کھڑا در پر سرا پائیں التجا. Listen to this کلام پاک until we are back. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
گر تم نہ سنو گے تو میری کون سنے گا, اگر تم نہ کرو گے تو کرم کون کرے گا.
یا رسول اللہ
کھڑا در پر سراپا التجا ہوں, یا رسول اللہ غلام کم تری ادنا گدا ہوں, یا رسول اللہ
کھڑا در پر سراپا التجا ہوں, یا رسول اللہ غلام کم تری ادنا گدا ہوں, یا رسول اللہ
صحابہ ذرا دیجیے بے دست و پاؤں یا رسول اللہ، سہارا دیجیے بے دست و پاؤں یا رسول اللہ، کرم فرمائیے بے آسرا ہوں یا رسول اللہ،
کھڑا در پر سرا پا التجا ہوں یا رسول اللہ، غلام کمتری ادنا گدا ہوں یا رسول اللہ،
میرا حال زبوں محتاج ہے چشمِ عنایت کا، میرا حال زبوں محتاج ہے چشمِ عنایت کا، پریشان ہوں گرفتار بلا ہوں یا رسول اللہ،
کھڑا در پر سرا پا التجا ہوں یا رسول اللہ، غلام کمتری ادنا گدا ہوں یا رسول اللہ،
مجھے دوری مدینے کی بہت بے چین رکھتی ہے، مجھے دوری مدینے کی بہت بے چین رکھتی ہے، غم و رنج و الم میں مبتلا ہوں یا رسول اللہ،
کھڑا در پر سرا پا التجا ہوں یا رسول اللہ، غلام کمتری ادنا گدا ہوں یا رسول اللہ،
بھکاری نام لیوا آپ کا آقا، بھکاری آپ کا میں نام لیوا آپ کا آقا، طلب گارے عطا ہوں بے نوا ہوں یا رسول اللہ،
کھڑا در پر سرا پا التجا ہوں یا رسول اللہ، غلام کمتری ادنا گدا ہوں یا رسول اللہ،
میں ساجد نام کا ہوں کام کا، ساجد میں بن جاؤں، میں ساجد نام کا ہوں کام کا، ساجد میں بن جاؤں، تہی دامن لیے کب سے کھڑا ہوں یا رسول اللہ،
کھڑا در پر سرا پا التجا ہوں یا رسول اللہ، غلام کمتری ادنا گدا ہوں یا رسول اللہ.
Welcome back. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was our respected and honorable Abdul Azim Attari sallamahu al-Bari, a amazing Nath Khan of Da'awat Islami, who was reciting this kalam. Kala dar par sara pai iltija. Alhamdulillah. We hope that you have enjoyed this kalam, Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a very emotional Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, filled with love and emotions. Subhanallah. Kaash hame dua mangne ka salika wa tariqa a jaye. Allahu Akbar. When we beg from Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we make our hazri in Madinatul Munawwara, Allahu Akbar. There is nothing a person, we plan a lot of things that we're going to do this and that, but when you stand in front of the Mubarak Rawda-e Anwar of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person is left speechless and he does not know what to ask for. In most of the cases, this is expected. Subhanallah. But when you are at the Rawda-e Mubarak of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and you make dua, Allahu Akbar, how fortunate are those individuals who are right there at this very moment in Makkatul Mukarramah and in Madinatul Munawwara, making tawaf of the Holy Kaaba, or just sitting and watching the beauty of Gumbad-e Khazra. May Allah Azza wa Jalla take us all to those beautiful cities. Zadahallahu sharfa wa ta'zeema. Alhamdulillah. Dear viewers, in today's episode, we are going to be speaking about the four miracles of Hazrat Sayyidina Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Famous miracles of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, to increase our knowledge and to increase our love for him as well. Subhanallah. Now, if you open the Holy Quran Pak, you would learn that Allah Azza wa Jalla in Surah Ali Imran speaks about the claim and the statement of Hazrat Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. Now, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam says, and he will be a noble prophet towards the descendants of Israel, saying, I have come to you with a sign from your Lord. Now this is what Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had told his people, Bani Israel. And this is what Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us in the Holy Quran Pak. He says to his people, I have come to you with a sign from your Allah, from your Lord and Creator, for I mold a bird-like figure from clay for you. And I blow into it and it instantly becomes a living bird by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then he says, I heal him who is born blind and the leper. And I revive the dead by Allah's command. And I tell you, what you eat and what you store in your houses, undoubtedly in these miracles is a great sign for you if you are believers. Allahu Akbar. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had mentioned and announced four of his miracles. He himself announced four of his miracles. He says, number one, making birds from clay and making them fly after blowing into them. Number two, curing those who are born blind. Number three, resurrecting the dead people. And subhanallah, number four, revealing what people have eaten and what people have stored for the next day. These are the famous four miracles of Hazrat Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now remember, dear viewers in the Sunnah Madani channel, when Bani Israel had demanded to see a miracle, a mu'ajiza, and every Nabi has a mu'ajiza which serves as an evidence. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's time, there were magicians that came to debate with him and they had the magical devices in their hands. When they threw it to the ground, as we all know, the Quran has also mentioned this parable, all of those devices turn into little snakes. But Allah Azza wa Jalla then commanded Musa alayhi salatu wasalam not to panic, and rather for him to leave his staff onto the ground, which then turned into a huge serpent and ate all those little snakes that were hissing throughout the place. Allahu Akbar. So this was the miracle of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Yad-e Beza was also a miracle. His hands used to shine super bright the moment he would put it under his arms and then take off his hands. Other Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam even had amazing miracles. Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Yusuf ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And when it comes to our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam, Allahu Akbar, we all know very well that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as a miracle himself. From head to toe, he is a miracle. Allahu Akbar. سبحان اللہ. اے سیدی اعلی حضرت رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ سے سو بیوٹیفلی
معجزے انبیاء کو خدا نے دیے, معجزے انبیاء کو خدا نے دیے, معجزہ بن کر آیا ہمارا نبی سب سے اعلیٰ و اعلیٰ, ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا و اعلیٰ, ہمارا نبی.
الحمدللہ. سو عیسیٰ علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام, ان ہز ٹائم ہز پیپل ہیڈ ڈیمانڈ ٹو سی ہی میک اے برڈ, سو ہی فارمڈ اے برڈ ود کلے and he blew into it, and this became a bat. Subhanallah. The reason for this to turn into a bat is because Isa alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to show them something different. A bat is totally different and complete and the most strangest bird from amongst all the other birds, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. The reason for this bird to be so different is because, subhanallah, this bird, meaning a bat, it feeds its children and babies milk. Number two, it even laughs like human beings. Number three, it has teeth like human beings. It's extraordinary in comparison to other birds. It's very different. It doesn't even lay eggs. Rather, it gives birth naturally like humans, like other animals also give birth to children, to their babies. They don't lay eggs. Instead, they give birth. They even experience menstrual cycle, dear viewers of Madani channel. Extremely different. Allahu Akbar. And when the Bani Israel had seen this miracle of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they are astounded. According to many other narrations, they would circle and fly around, round and round in circles and various places for as long as they are in front of the sight. They will be flying all over. And the moment they would disappear from the sight of Bani Israel, then they would fall to the ground and they would die. The Mufassireen and the commentators have mentioned the reason for this is because this was to show the difference between the creator and creation. When Allah Azza wa Jalla creates, it has a longer lifespan, and this is the creation of a banda and serves as a miracle only to make them believe in him. Therefore, they would fall to the ground the moment they would disappear from the sight of the Bani Israel. Subhanallah. But this was an amazing miracle of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he would perform this miracle by forming birds from clay, and the moment he would blow into them, they would turn into bats and they would fly all over. Allahu Akbar. Many Bani Israel had seen this and embraced Islam. To those who have got tawfiq and ability to embrace Islam, they were bitter enemies of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Another miracle, as we all know, is that he alayhi salatu wasalam would cure the blind. Those who could not see, those who could not see at all from birth, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, including his hawareen, his helpers, Allahu Akbar, attained this power through him that they would be able to cure those who were blind. Many a times Isa alayhi salatu wasalam sent his ministers and his people to say, his hawareen, his helpers, to a certain king or certain place, and they were tested, for there was a blind person there who never even have eyes, even the socket for the eyes on his face. And subhanallah, the helpers of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam then made a hole on the face, and they took sand and made that like round balls like eyes and pushed it into the socket. And by the dua that they made, subhanallah, by the command of Allah azza wa jalla, those stones then turn into eyes, should I say. Subhanallah, that stone made, or the stone which was made from mud, turned into real eye, and they could see as if nothing happened. These miracles are mentioned in the tafsir and commentary of the Holy Quran, Pak, dear viewers of Madani channel. Many people whom receive tawfiq from Allah Azza wa Jalla would embrace after they would see this. Remember, medicine and science at the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was at its peak. People had so much of yaqeen and conviction in medicine, though they were, you know, above board when it came to medications, it came to medicine. They had so much of iman and tawakkul in medicine, but none of the medicine and science could ever reach the peak of curing a person who was born blind. Like, seriously, they could not find any cure for a person who was born blind. Science and medicine couldn't revive mud and make it into flying birds. They couldn't revive the dead. But Isa alayhi salatu wasalam came with this miracle through which people seen and embraced Islam and faith. Allahu Akbar. This was the second miracle. The fourth miracle was he alayhi salatu wasalam. The third miracle rather was that he alayhi salatu wasalam had resurrected the dead. Allahu Akbar. And now we further break this into four parts. Four times in his blessed life he had resurrected the dead. Number one was his friend Azar. Number two was the son of an old lady. Number three was the daughter of a tax collector. And number four was Hazrat Sayyidina Sam bin Nuh radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. So if we go through the first parable, which was Azar, and he was a very close friend to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And what actually happened was Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was on a journey whilst Azar fell sick. And his sister had informed Isa alayhi salatu wasalam whilst he was in his journey. But from the place where he was, by the time he reached back to his city and town to meet with his friend who was sick, he had passed away. And it was 3 days later, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam came back into the city. When he went to the house, he went to see the sister, and then he asked the sister, okay, now can you take me and go to the grave of your brother? Allahu Akbar. So Azar's sister had taken Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to the qabr of her brother. And when he alayhi salatu wasalam reached there, he prayed and made dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. And then the qabr had opened. Azar came out of the grave, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. And thereafter, he lived for many years to come. And then he even had children. He became a father. And then he died after that. Allahu Akbar. This was by the dua of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Can you imagine, dear viewers of Madani Channel? This is the amazing ability and power which Allah Azza wa Jalla had given to his chosen bondsman. This is the ability and power which Allah Azza wa Jalla had given to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. It's so amazing, subhanallah. And the second time he had revived the dead was the son of an old lady. And it has been mentioned that, subhanallah, that this person who passed away, his janazah and his funeral procession had passed Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Kuch riwayaton ke mutabik wo yu hua tha ki he was going somewhere and achanak se unka janaza aapke samne se le jaya gaya. Aur achanak se jab ye hua, and then when he investigated and found out that this lady had lost her son, Allahu Akbar, he made dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And as he supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla, instantly wo lete lete qabristan ki taraf ja raha tha. He was being taken to the graveyard to be buried, but then he woke up. Allahu Akbar. He woke up and then he made salam to everybody and he remained alive for many years. He even got married and had children as well, dear viewers of Madani Channel. And then a time came when he died. This was the second time he had revived the dead. And the third was the daughter of a tax collector who died. She was resurrected one day after her birth. She died, and the next day Isa alayhi salatu wasalam supplicated, and by the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla, she woke up and she also got married. After getting married, she given birth to several children, and thereafter she died. Allahu Akbar. When these three times Isa alayhi salatu wasalam on these three different occasions had revived the dead, questions came up. Questions arose, and it was like, okay, perhaps these people were unconscious. As I said earlier, science was at its peak. People had yaqeen in medicine. Ki jo doctor kahe, jo science da wale kahe, hum usi par yaqeen karte hain. So they assumed ki shayad ye log mare nahi the. They did not die in reality, but rather they just lost their sense. They went into some coma, or they had lost, they were unconscious. And for him to do something like that was actually a magic, because they were really sleeping and he got them out of the sleep. So it's nothing unusual. So when they questioned the authority and the miracle of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, then Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said to them, then you tell me, what can I do? If I say I revive the dead and you don't want to believe me, then what else can I do? And they were like, okay, if you are so sure about the powers and miracles which Allah has bestowed upon you, then let's go to the graveyard and let us see you revive the oldest person in the Qabristan, for he had died many, many years ago. And if you can do that, this would be really strong evidence that you are the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal. You are the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have come with a message. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had no problem with that. He'd taken his people to the Qabristan, to the graveyard. And he alayhi salatu wasalam identified the oldest grave to be Hadrat Sayyidina Sam bin Nuh alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. Sam bin Nuh. Kuch riwayaton ke mutabik, it was there for over around 2000 years. Allahu Akbar. Berhal, he asked those people, should I revive this sahib qabr, the person who is dwelling and resting in this grave? And they all were ready and they were like, yes, we want to see you revive him, for he had died many, many years ago, centuries ago. So this will serve as a good and strong evidence. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. Once again, just like how Azar's qabr had opened 3 days after his mayyat and death, the qabr of Sam bin Nuh alayhi salam had opened and he resurrected from his qabr. He woke up, Allahu Akbar, and kuch riwayaton ke mutabik, wo apne daadi mubarak ko dust karne lage, yu karne lage. He began to dust his clothes as he woke up from his qabr making salam. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam spoke to him in front of his people. They witnessed this conversation. A question was asked as to, at the time of your mayyat, at the time of your death, many years ago, your beard or your hair wasn't white. Then how did your beard and your hair turn grey and white instantly? Sam bin Nuh alayhi salam had responded and said that when I heard your voice, and when I was notified that I have to wake out of my qabr, Allahu Akbar, I assumed that the day of judgment, the day of reckoning, the day of qiyamah has now occurred. It will be established. And I will be answerable to Allah Azza wa Jalla for all the actions I have performed in this world. In that limited time, due to stress, due to anxiety, due to this pareshani, my beard and my hair had turned white from black. Allahu Akbar. Then he was asked as to how long he's there and what did he experience about death. And he mentioned that till today, it's been so many years, I can feel the agonies and the pain of death in each vein of mine. Sam bin Nuh is the son of Hazrat Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, who preached for 950 years, dear viewers of Madani channel. Allahu Akbar. This is his son who is in the qabr, and then he given the news about the hereafter. He mentioned that till today I can feel the pain and the agonies of death in each vein of mine. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam then made dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. After making salam, he goes back into the qabr and then the grave closed, the dear viewers of Madani channel. Subhanallah. His people had witnessed this spectacle. They had witnessed and seen how Isa alayhi salatu wasalam allows him to go back into the qabr. How this was possible, this shows us that Allah Azza wa Jalla can grant any taqat and quwwah to whomsoever he wills. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is a great Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And look at his azmat and greatness, subhanallah, that these are his famous miracles through which people had embraced Islam and came into the fold of Islam. Alhamdulillah. Dear viewers, before we move forward, alhamdulillah, now we are going to break for a guldasta. To say a Madani pearl from Ghulam Rasool, a very famous cartoon that's mashallah on Madani channel for the kiddos out there, and they watch this program mashallah and they're very well connected and they enjoy Ghulam Rasool's programs. So we have some Madani pearls right here available to learn through this cartoon, and when we do return inshallah Azza wa Jal, we are going to be completing the second part of the program where Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is in the heavens. Please stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Fresh and tasty popcorns are here. Come and buy them quickly. Popcorns are nice, warm and fresh. Come and buy them quickly. Fresh and tasty popcorns are here. Come and buy them quickly before they run out. Fresh and yummy popcorns are here.
Dad, please, I want to have popcorns as well. Please give me money.
Bablu, don't keep crying over these small things. And eating popcorns every day is not good for your health either.
No, Dad, I don't know anything. I just want to get money and get popcorn.
Okay, then here.
Excuse me, give me popcorn as well for £5.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Brother Bablu, the first thing you should have done is say salam to the uncle who's selling popcorn.
You're right, I actually forgot it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Brother Bablu, do you eat popcorns every single day?
Yes, Brother Noman, I eat popcorns every day. And when my dad doesn't give me money, I cry over it and get it.
But Brother Bablu, it's not nice to do so. Good kids do not trouble their parents.
Jazakallahu khairan, Brother Ghulam Rasool. I will do this again in future. My popcorn! Give me back my popcorn! Brother Fizan, give me back my popcorn!
Brother Fizan, come over here!
Stop, Brother Fizan!
Brother Noman, it's not good. We shouldn't laugh if someone gets hurt. It is a bad habit. And laughing such that produces noise is laughing out loud. And such laugh is from Satan the Accursed.
Brother Fizan, give me back my popcorn. Give me my popcorn. Brother Fizan, my popcorn. These are my popcorn.
I know that. I know these popcorns are yours. I was just taking back my revenge from yesterday when you scared us by coming in the form of a jinn.
Bad manners. Pick this up. This is disrespecting food. We should value the blessings of Allah Almighty. Brother Fizan, taking revenge isn't something good, and Brother Bablu did it by mistake yesterday. It wasn't on purpose, and he didn't mean to do it at all. And Brother Fizan, even if something like this happens, one should forgive the other person. And do you know what is the excellence of forgiving?
Brother Ghulam Rasool, excellence of forgiving?
Yes, forgiving has a great excellence. Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam asked, O Allah, who is the most honored person in your court? Allah Almighty replied, he who forgives despite having the power of taking revenge.
Subhanallah, that is wonderful. And in addition to that, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah has also written a book on the excellence of forgiving and tolerance.
MashaAllah, we all should definitely have this book in our house.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, some kids trouble dogs by throwing stones at them. Do we get sin by troubling dogs in this manner?
Brother Noman, it is impermissible to harm a dog or any animal without a valid reason. Amir Ahle Sunnat states that hitting a dog for no reason is oppression. Brother Noman, remember that the curse of an animal is also heard. Develop a mindset that neither are we to hit dogs or cats, nor are we to kill ants. Because even killing an ant without a reason is impermissible and a sin. Hold on, where's Brother Bablu gone? Brother Bablu, don't do that. Don't trouble the dog. It will come after you.
No, Brother Ghulam Rasool. This dog is copying me. I won't let you go so easily.
No, Brother Bablu, no.
Please! Oh no, oh no, what shall I do now? The dog is coming after me. I shall listen to your brother Ghulam Rasool.
That's great. He's gonna get scared of me now. He made me run a lot. Now watch, I'm gonna make him run. Roar.
Run, run, run!
Keep running, everyone!
Brother Ghulam Rasool, this dog has gone under the car now. What should we do now?
Brother Ghulam Rasool, do something.
You don't need to feel scared at all, Brother Fizan. Whenever a dog barks, we should recite A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem.
A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem.
One by one, could all of you please go to the park?
Okay, all right.
Go on.
Let's go. Going.
You're hiding there? Come out now. Wow! Why isn't it getting scared anymore? What? Oh no, I'm all clean now. Thank God, I'm safe now. Not again. Where did you come from? Please save me, Brother Ghulam Rasool.
Tommy, come here. Tommy.
Uncle Babu, your dog is very dangerous.
I know it's dangerous. That's why I kept it for protection. Anyhow, Bablu, you shouldn't have messed around with the dog for no reason.
Uncle, I was just trying to play with it. Nothing else.
Yeah, right. Similarly, Tommy was also just playing with you. Nothing else.
I stopped you from it, Brother Bablu. But as usual, you didn't listen to me a single bit. Secondly, you threw a stone at a dog. We shouldn't trouble an animal that can't even speak. This is a sin. You see, as a result of this, the animal can also harm us. You shouldn't have thrown the stone at the dog in the first place. You caused harm to the poor dog. And if Uncle Babu had not arrived on time now, then the dog could have also attacked you. Just imagine, what would you do then? How much your parents would get worried over it? Brother Bablu, the summary of one hadith is that one person gave water to a thirsty dog. So Allah Almighty forgave that person and entered him in paradise. You see, we should also keep performing small pious deeds. It is possible that any small pious deed becomes a means for our entry in paradise.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, can we keep a dog at home? We've heard that a house in which there is a picture and a dog, the angels of mercy do not come there.
I asked the same question to an Islamic scholar, and he told me that you can keep a dog for the purpose of protection. However, you cannot keep a dog as a pet.
Dear children, we shouldn't harm animals who can't even speak. And if we write a dua and keep it with us, then we'll remain safe from the attack and biting of a dog. Brother Bablu, that dua is verse number 18 of Surah Al-Kahf, which is وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ.
This is so amazing. Subhanallah, subhanallah. For the kiddies out there, for those who watched Ghulam Rasool, I'm sure they have learned something. There are Islamic cartoons as well, and there's so much to learn, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Show your children Islamic cartoons instead of them watching the Western cartoons, which is filled with, you know, immoral things at the same time, and they pick up those languages, those words, and all of that stuff, those ideas. So if they are watching, they rather watch Islamic cartoons and get education through them, alhamdulillah. Coming back to our discussion that we were having, we firstly discussed the four miracles of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and now we are discussing that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he had realized that the Jews are thirsty for his blood and they want bloodshed because they do not want him to preach Islam, at that time Isa alayhi salatu wasalam then said, Man ansari ilallah. Who are the helpers? Who are my helpers towards the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Some of them mentioned, نَحْنُ أَنصَارُ اللَّهِ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ. We are the helpers of the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal. We have brought faith unto Allah Azza wa Jal, and you are witness that we are Muslims. And you be a witness that we are Muslims. Allahu Akbar. This is the response they had given to him. So some of them accepted Islam, and the balance of them, the majority of them, did not accept Islam. And they were angry with Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and then they planned and plotted the strategy and idea to assassinate Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And therefore they found a person by the name of Tatyanus, and they sent him to the house of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to have him killed. Astaghfirullah. At that time Allah Azza wa Jalla sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and he descended with a piece of cloud, and Allahu Akbar, he taken Isa alayhi salatu wasalam towards the heavens with the cloud. Before that, he met his mother, and he told his mother, after embracing his mother, that, oh my mother, Maryam radiyallahu anha, now we are going to meet on the day of judgment. After meeting and embracing his mother, hugging her, he made salam to her. And thereafter, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had taken Isa alayhi salatu wasalam towards the heavens, towards Jannah. And Tatyanus remained in that house searching for Isa alayhi salatu wasalam for some time. When the people outside were irritated as to why would he take so long, and when they went to search for Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, they found that Allah Azza wa Jalla had transformed the face of Tatyanus into Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's face, meaning given him the similar features. And when they seen Tatyanus, assuming him to be Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, then they then captured him and crucified him. He was shouting and screaming and mentioning to his people that I am not Isa alayhi salam, I am Tatyanus, I came for the same purpose. But there was a disagreement at the time that they crucified him. His face is turned because the family had recognized that though his face is similar to that of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, but his other body parts resemble Tatyanus. And the family mentioned that we know Tatyanus very well, and this is only the face. But there was a disagreement, and people at that time believed very well that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was crucified. Now, listen and hear how Allah Azza wa Jalla had refuted this in the Holy Quran Pak. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He Azza wa Jalla says, Bismillah. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ وَمُطَهِّرُكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَجَاعِلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوكَ وجاعل الذين اتبعوك فوق الذين كفروا إلى يوم القيامة ثم إلي مرجعكم فأحكم بينكم فيما كنتم فيه تختلفون. And the unbelievers conspired to kill Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah Azza wa Jalla covertly planned to destroy them, and Allah is the best of secret planners. Remember when Allah said, O Isa, I will keep you alive till your full age and rise you towards me and purify you from the unbelievers and give your followers dominance over the unbelievers until the day of resurrection. Then you will all return to me, so I shall judge between you concerning the matters in which you dispute. Allahu Akbar. This verse had proven that Allah Azza wa Jalla had taken Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to the heavens, for they were planning, but Allah Azza wa Jalla is the best of all secret planners. Allahu Akbar. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, remained alive for many years. The Quran then says as well, وما قتلوه يقينا بل رفعه الله إليه وكان الله عزيزا حكيما. And this is a strong message for all those who believe that Isa alayhi salam was crucified. This Quran, which was never changed from the time it was revealed, not a single dot was changed from here and there. A single letter has not been changed till today. Allah says, and without doubt, they did not kill him, but Allah raised him towards himself, and Allah is almighty, wise. In another verse, he says,
وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ.
They did not slay him, nor did they crucify him, but a duplicate was created for them. A duplicate was created for them. This is why Allah Azza wa Jalla transformed and turned that Yanus, his face, into the resemblance of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He looked so similar and identical that people were confused and they believed him to be Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and got him crucified. Allahu Akbar. Remember, dear viewers of Madani channel, Islam teaches us, the Quran teaches us that he was never crucified and he is in Jannah. And remember, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam in various books of ahadith have mentioned, before the day of judgment, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will descend from the heavens. Allahu Akbar. He will descend and he will kill the swine. He alayhi salam will come as a ummati. He alayhi salatu wasalam will kill the Dajjal, and he will bring justice upon this earth to the extent that he will even pass away. His janazah will be performed and he will be buried under the grand and beautiful green dome in Madinatul Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. People will witness this during that time, and this is just before the day of judgment. And Allah Azza wa Jalla will fulfill his promise and make Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to live his full age. And this is how he is living his full age at this very moment, dear viewers of Madani channel. Allah Azza wa Jalla is Qadir and he is capable to do anything. We make dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla that he grants us the understanding of the deen. Stay good, be good, and yes, do good. Dear viewers, I remind you, our Madani maqsad of Da'wat Islami, it is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahu, Allah, Allahu, Allah, Allahu, Allah. Start your day with remembrance of